The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. It is a beautiful sunny day in Phoenix, Arizona. Man, it is hot though. I have to say it is hot. It's getting to the point to where we're going to start seeing these triple digits, and it's going to be uncomfortable for a couple weeks. So I'm going to pack up the bags and the kids and I are going over to California. I'm going to go play, a little holiday vacation. Yeah, I'm gonna do a little Chevy Chase drive over to Six Flags Magic Mountain, get on a roller coaster, and have a blast with my two teenage daughters. We're gonna go and enjoy some roller coasters over there, and they want to go sit on the beach. Not a big beach guy, but I'm gonna go let them sit on the beach and gawk at the high school boys over there. And then I'll be broadcasting next Monday from Los Angeles, California, and we're going to be doing a summer basketball wrap-up. That's right. All the basketball stuff is going to conclude for the teams, by the end of next weekend, and then it'll be moving into the club season, and we'll do a wrap-up with a couple guests that'll come on next week, and we'll talk about summer basketball, the high school teams, and what we saw, and kind of some things that we think, could be indicative of what we're going to see during the season. But today, we've got a couple things we're going to do. First off, we're going to bring to the show a coach that's just left his job at Desert Edge High School, Joe Babinski, to take the opening left by Mark Nold when he went to Arizona College Preps. We're going to talk to Joe Babinski about his new hire over at Perry High School. And then we're going to talk with John Perryman from Arizona Varsity. That's right, ArizonaVarsity.com's moderator, John Perryman is going to join us today, and we're going to talk basketball. We're going to talk about the primetime that was held this past weekend over at Red Mountain, Mark Beasley's tournament. We talked about that all week. I kind of tweeted about it this weekend when I was there. We're going to talk about some of those teams. We're going to talk about some of those players. But first, let's bring to the show the new head coach of the Perry Pumas, Joe Babinski. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach, you know, congratulations first on the hire over at Perry. That's a great school. My daughters actually go to school there.
Okay.
And, let's kind of get people who are unfamiliar with you, let's give them the opportunity to get to know you a little bit. You and I have known each other for several years now, since you were over at Desert Edge and I was at Arcadia. We kind of went at each other a little bit, in competition. So, Joe, let's talk about your run over at Desert Edge, because you had a great run over there, including a state championship.
The beauty about that school was that we opened up the first varsity class, and so there was no footprints left. So we had the chance to create our own footprints, and was very, very fortunate to have good players to start out. And in the 7 years there, I think we've done kind of math on it. We've won 21 games a year, been in the semifinals three times, got a state championship, and been very, very competitive in that western part.
Yeah, you and your assistant coach, longtime assistant coach, you know, you guys, Philip Nolan, you guys did a great job over there, you know, and everybody kind of thought Philip would just step right in and take the Deseret job if you ever left. And now he's in administration over at Verado High School, so congratulations to him. So now Deseret Edge is on the hunt looking for a basketball coach. Joe, let's talk a little bit about the transition, because you're going all the way from the West Valley all the way over to the East Valley. Actually, it's the Southeast Valley. You're going as far southeast as you were west.
Right.
Now, are you relocating over into that part of town?
Yes, we're leasing right now, and we're going to be out of our lease this month. So we're going to head over on the other side and lease something over there for about a year, and then maybe look to buy. We like that side of town, and you know, we'll take a year to look around and see what good deals we can get at this time. But yeah, to coach a team properly, you have to get in the near the high school, because as much as we head back and forth to the gym and come back in the evening and work with some kids, you have to be fairly close.
That's right. That's right. Very good point. Now, Coach, let's talk about the Perry job. You had a chance to meet your team and actually coach a couple games this summer, haven't you?
Well, I didn't coach. I just sat back and watched. You know, Mark did such a good job. He's got it all set up and everything going. Man, his website is unbelievable. He's got all three great levels working at this time this summer, and his coaches lined up. And so all I went over there, and I met the kids and met a lot of parents and just watched them play. So, you know, I just hope I can take it to another level. But, you know, I'm going to give Mark a ton of credit. I mean, that program is in real good shape right now.
Yeah, Mark did an excellent job, and for those of you who know, Coach Knowles has been on the show before, and we've talked about Coach Knowles' history over at Apollo and has continued to have success even over at Perry. Now, and with you taking the reins, Coach, we don't expect any step off. I know that program's going to continue to thrive with everything you've done over at Deseret Edge. You're going to bring a completely different perspective, but you're going to bring a great perspective for the kids to experience the next level of basketball for them, and so that's great. They're not going to skip a beat. So, Coach, let's talk about some of the style that you think your team is going to play this next season. It might be a little bit different than Coach Knowles.
Yeah, I think so, a little bit. You know, on the west side, we've been pretty aggressive defensively. We're probably going to get up a little bit more and pick them up a little further up the court. And, you know, I like the game going at the rim. You know, I think the east side lives a lot on the three shot, which they're very good. But, you know, I'd like to get more cuts to the rim, more penetration to the rim, and see if we can get some people in foul trouble. And I think at the same token, it makes your kids a little more aggressive. If they're just going to float around and shoot threes all day, I don't think they'll be as aggressive as they need to be. So I think the two areas, we're going to get up in the space of the offensive player, make the offensive player feel a little more uncomfortable, and then offensively, we're going to try to maybe run a little bit more and try to attack the rim a little bit more.
Okay. Now, do you guys, are you done for the summer, or do you have something else coming up?
We've just finished up over at Boulder Creek, and we're going to give them a couple weeks off. We start back to, well, at least I start July 13th. That's when the new teachers go, and so I'll be starting over there the 13th. And they've got to do some work in their gym. They've got to varnish and clean some things up in there, so they're going to take a couple weeks to do that. So we're going to shut down for maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and this give me a little chance here to go on vacation with my family. And then once I get over there and around July 13th, I'm going to start hunting these kids up again and getting them back in the gym and get started and get ready for the season.
Well, Coach, we wish you all the best and good luck over there. We'll keep an eye on you. And during the season, as you guys continue to move up the polls, we'll have you back on as a guest, and we'll talk a little bit more about you know, your team, your philosophy, and how things are going over there in the East Valley.
I appreciate it, and I think I've made a real good move.
I think you have too, Coach. I think it's going to be a great one for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Coach. Now, okay. You know, there are lots of jobs that are still open. I think there's 4 or 5 jobs that are still open. And you know, maybe we can talk about that here in a couple minutes with our next guest. That was a kind of a late change, the whole Deseret Edge change and the Perry change was late in the game. And it was late in the game because Coach Nold took an administrative job over at Arizona College Prep's new campus down in Chandler. And he's going to be their head coach. And so it's going to be kind of fun to watch this whole transition take place and see what happens over at Desert Edge. Now let's bring to the show our recurring guest. He's been on the show several times, John Perryman from ArizonaVarsity.com. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. So now, what do you think about this hire for Perry?
Well, Perry hit a home run. Coach Babinski's a solid guy, solid coach. He runs a very, very structured program, and I think what he's going to find out over at Perry, probably already knows this, but he's going to be dealing with the same type of players that he was dealing with over at Desert Edge. So as quickly as that job opened at Perry, they hit that one out of the park to fill it that quickly with such a class coach.
Yeah, they didn't take a lot of time to sort through it and figure it out either. They were jumped on. I think it was within a week.
Well, not only that, but from what I heard, since their AD position is a little bit in flux over in Perry, so they actually reached out to a sister school for some assistance that had gone through the same process. And there were a couple of real quality guys in the mix, and they did it right, and they did it quick.
I think Coach Babinski is a good coach. I think it's a great hire, and it's going to be fun to watch what happens down in the Southeast Valley.
Yeah, this summer in particular, the coaching carousel has, been crazy.
Let's talk about that, John. Let's talk about some of the jobs that are still open. I know that Arcadia is open still.
Yeah,
and I know that they're in the process. Yeah, well, yeah, and Desert Edge is opened as well.
Estrella Foothills.
Estrella Foothills, because Ty Amundson went to St. Mary's. As a matter of fact, I just got through talking with him, and we're going to have him on the show next Monday to talk about his job change. Let's see, who else?
Estrella, I think Foothills, another intriguing one's Moon Valley, the Rockets.
Yeah, Moon Valley is still
for all those years. That was a great program, and I think I still think they've got a shot to have a good program over there.
They've struggled several years in a row, and as a matter of fact, Dan Peterson went 1-24 last year, which made it a curious hire when he got the job over at Chaparral.
Yeah, very curious. Chaparral's still in a lot of flux, so that obviously is going to be a team and a program everybody's going to follow next year. It's one of those deals where you either love them or hate them, and I think Dash is going to be another curious team to follow. They've got a lot of talent over there. Still trying to, learn the deal under Coach Burns. So I think they've struggled a little bit this summer early, but I expect that to be a pretty good deal too.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a chance to, we'll transition over to the primetime basketball tournament because you brought up Basha, and I got a chance to see Basha play a couple times this weekend and watch Coach Burns with the kids, and it didn't, I mean, they didn't seem to be functioning at maximum capacity, I guess I should say. They struggled quite a bit, and finally I know Mountain Point struggled this weekend because they had some people, key players missing. But at the same time, they got their win, and they got their win over Basha, which had some parents pretty upset as they were walking out of the gym.
Yeah, I was out of town for the prime time, so I didn't get to see any of it, but I'm pretty well aware of what was transpiring during the whole event. Mark Beasley's always the best at putting out tweets and keeping everybody up to date that can't be there. So I was following the action from afar. And I think when you look at teams like Mountain Point, who's obviously gone through a new coaching change with Aaron Wendler, and Basha with John Burns, two programs that have the players and the potential, the coaching styles that they're going from and now to are vastly different. So it's going to take those guys a while. So they're lucky there's summer ball, and they're lucky that there's some fall leagues coming up so they can, work that out. But I expect both those programs to be in pretty good shape by the time the season comes around.
Yeah, you could tell Mountain Point was having a hard time grasping the offensive concepts that Coach Wendler was trying to put in play. Kids didn't understand how to move within the structure of his offense. And, you know, he's asking for some advanced concepts, so it's going to take a while for them to grasp what he's trying to teach. But once the system finally gets to take hold, they'll start to have a little bit more success. I know they were kind of frustrated putting up very few points this weekend, but, you know, it'll come. Now, a couple things. What we're going to do is let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll keep talking about primetime basketball. And, John, I know you're an expert with players, so we're going to talk some players that I saw this weekend and some players for other teams that you think might be some players to watch this season. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, joined by John Perryman from ArizonaVarsity.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Sports have become a big part of everyone's lives today. We all have that team that we live and breathe to follow. We watch hours of football on TV, play Madden Sports on our gaming system, and our wives can't seem to tear us from the couch. If this sounds like you, or if you're a football wife who wants a few words, we want to hear from you. Listen for Life, Love, and Sports, featuring your host, Ron Dixon. Ron takes you inside the world of sports and finds out what you, the fan, are talking about today. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Loveling. Right now we're being joined by John Perryman, the moderator for ArizonaVarsity.com. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk real quickly about the primetime basketball tournament that took place this past weekend. Mark Beasley, who was on the show last week, set the tournament up. And we talked about the matchups on last week's show. And then this past weekend, Friday and Saturday, the tournament took place over at Red Mountain High School. And I tell you what, it was a great tournament. I was there on Friday and Saturday, watched all the games. And, you know, I have to say, I was impressed with several teams. I was impressed with Desert Vista, for one. Desert Vista, having lost a couple kids to the Westwind program, everybody thought that they would just fall off. Well, after talking with Coach Dave Williams, he and I were speaking on Friday before they even played, and he said to me, he said, "Scott, look, let me just tell you, I'm happy with my team, and I think we're going to surprise some people." He says, "And you'll see when you see us play." And you know what? He was right. They were great this past weekend.
I think Desert Vista is going to be fine too. I mean, they've got, I don't know who was there playing at the prime time, but they got Carter and Pittman in the backcourt, and those two guys are about as good as they get from a point guard and a shooting guard. Losing McDougal to Westwind National was probably a bigger hit than Marshall just for the fact he was a big man. But, they had some bigs on coming off their bench last year. They got very little playing time. And if those guys step up their game, they should be right there.
It was a very solid team. Very solid team, John. I was very impressed with Desert Vista squad. And, you know, I have to say, Desert Vista was one of the teams I was impressed with. And, of course, you know, Brophy Prep is always going to be a solid team. Coach Fuller is just one of those coaches that always has his teams playing at a high level, and it doesn't seem to ever fall off.
How did Kempton look? Because he's a fast riser in the senior class.
You know what? I like Kempton. I like his I like his abilities. I think he's got a ways to go. I think right now he's developing. I like him. He's definitely going to be strong for Brophy this year.
He's definitely improved over the summer months from last school season. But you know, it's hard to beat that NBA lineage that he has from his father, and he's just got a great attitude and a hard-working kid, so somebody's going to be real lucky to get that kid at the next level.
I wonder how much time Pops is spending with him, teaching him some things.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Corona. Corona seemed to struggle this weekend, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, Corona, you know, a lot of people call me crazy for giving so much praise to Andrus Pete last year, but Pete and Moss, those two horses down in the paint together, could have been the MVP of the whole season last year. I mean, those guys were amazing. You've got Andrus Pete, who's going to Stanford to play football, and Avery Moss that's gone on to Nebraska to play football. What those guys added to Corona's team last year was irreplaceable. You just don't see two huge football guys contribute the way they did and play basketball the way they do. So I think with the loss of those two, you know, your post game's going to suffer greatly. And then, of course, losing Robinson to graduation, who's going to go play at ASU, that was a slasher and a scorer. They still got, you know, obviously Casey Benson is one of the best players in the state, and they return Seifker, who's a really good off guard, but still, that's just too many holes to fill for a championship team. I think they'll do okay, but it's not going to be like last year.
I think you're right. I think that the one thing that I did notice is that they didn't have the size, and the size hurt them, because without that size, then people can pack it in. And, or, you know, people can put pressure your shooting a little bit more and not worry about, your rebounding prowess. And Pete did definitely take up space in the key and make you focus on that key, which helps get you those shots opened up a little bit more. So.
Oh, yeah. Those two guys were huge. And just the size and strength of those two guys. I mean, it was ridiculous what they were doing out there. So. Yeah, I think Corona is going to have, you know, a tough rebound year after just what a miraculous year last year was. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and you know what? That's how it rolls. You know, some years you have great years, other years you have average years. Some years you're going to have a below average year, and that's why you're building your lower levels. Mountain Point, or let's talk about Mountain Point for a second. A good friend of mine, Aaron Windler, took that job over Mountain Point. And this past weekend, I know they were missing some key players, some football guys, and they seemed to struggle at times, and finally got a win over the Basha squad at, you know, in the seventh place game. But, you know, overall, I'm not quite sure what Mountain Point's going to look like, and I don't think he knows what his team's going to look like yet.
Yeah, I mean, Holloway is going to be their key player. He's a silky smooth guard that can get it done, but he's going to have to buy into Aaron's system. And then you've got, you know, Witherall, who was a key to their returning team, who just recently transferred over to Highland, so that was a big loss for them. And then
I don't know how that kid's going to be eligible.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But assuming that he's not there, that's a big hit for the team. And then, much like Corona last year with their football players, you've got Kenny Lacy, who's one of the top recruits in the state for football, and they've got a couple other football guys that are really going to contribute next year. Jalen Brown is just a superior athlete. And if he decides to turn it on mentally on the basketball court, they will be hard to beat, because that kid's a machine when he wants to be. So you add Jalen Brown and Kenny Lacy from the basketball team, And you're looking at a scenario much like Corona last year. It's just, will they gel? Will they be able to play like Corona's team did last year? But they've got the pieces.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mountain View, speaking of pieces, Mountain View, they just continue to reload. Coach Ernst is amazing at how he just puts his program in a position to where every year you look at him and you just go, you know what? Come season, these guys are going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, I usually just pre-rank them preseason number one just because of that.
Yeah, he's just amazing. It's just a machine over there. Now, let's talk about two teams that I think were head and shoulders above everybody else all weekend long. And I, you know, I just was shocked and amazed. I had heard all summer about Mesa High School, about how Shane Bucar's team, he just basically reloaded the squad and put him back out there and he's got a great team. And I heard his team played very well over at the ASU summer camp. And you know what? I wanted to see him and I watched him twice this weekend, because I was watching other teams. But man, that team is loaded.
They were loaded last year, but they were all underclassmen. DJ Henderson is a crafty player that can play multiple positions. He's really going to be their senior leader. And then you go down the class of juniors, and they've got Isaac Allen, their big man, that's really starting to develop. He's moving up the power list real quick. You got Christian Harris that's just a super guard. And then even at the sophomore level, you got the top sophomore in the state in Jalen Jenkins, who just received his first offer last week from ASU. So, I mean, they're most likely the team to beat, with the exception of maybe Dobson, and we can hit on that a little bit if you want. But think about how scary they're going to be, not this year, but the following year. I can't even imagine what that's going to look like.
Yeah, he's got I tell you, those four kids you listed off are definitely Division I athletes, in my opinion. I think Chris Harris has a nice stroke, is a very smart guard, can handle the ball very well against pressure, has a very good eye, can see the court very well, as DJ Henderson. Also, great shooter, handles the rock, runs the team very well. Jalen Jenkins, slasher, Isaac Allen, man, the kid was all over the place. I loved it. Now, it's funny because this weekend I got a chance to look at Isaac Allen. I had a chance to look at Maurice Kirby, Kempton, and who's the other big?
Astrup.
Yeah. And you know what?
Yeah, you got to see some actual big guys from Arizona for a change.
I did. But you know what's funny is that there's different styles of play with each one of them.
Yep.
You know, there's the long gone is the day of big men with their back to the basket and playing post-up basketball.
Well, Dastrup is your prototypical big man that's probably going to be more comfortable down in the paint. I did hear he was even pulling up out to the three-point range, but that kid's game is going to be in the paint. Kirby's starting to develop a nice mid-range game himself, and Kempton's just a complete player. He can play, you know, multiple spots on the floor right now. And I believe as Allen continues to fill in his body, he's going to be more of a true post player too. But you know what? It's nice to see all these big guys from the state of Arizona, because we rarely have that many.
Right, right. You know, the one thing about Maurice Kirby I would have to say is that he doesn't seem to understand how to use his body to hold a position.
Yeah, he can bang if he wanted to. You know what? He's such a good kid, he's going to have to get a little nasty in him so he can realize that most of the kids in the state wouldn't be able to guard him.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that the moving around has hurt his coaching.
Well, he's been working with Coach King in the off season, and I know
which
he's
has been a good move for him.
Yeah, been working with him really hard. So I don't know particularly if moving around at the high school level has done that much as being in different locations has put him in different situations during the summer when they develop a lot of those skills. So, yeah, I guess indirectly it may have some effect on him.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you said you wanted to talk about Basha. Unfortunately, we only have about, 45 seconds left, so let's go ahead and hit on Basha real quick.
Well, no, actually, I was talking about Dobson. I think Dobson.
Dobson's
going to be the interesting one. They're kind of my Miami Heat of Arizona high school basketball. When James and Bosch went over to play with Wade, Dobson kind of got the Hopkins and Jones deal to go play with Cody Justice over there. So they've got the big three over there. But, I think it's going to end up much like the Heat did this next year. My guess is they're going to be really good, and they'll probably make it to the state championship game if they play the way they're capable of, and assuming those guys actually stay there when school starts. But it could take 2 years to truly develop, and they've only got 1 year to do it.
I was going to say, they don't have 2 years.
Yeah, they don't have 2 years. So, if anybody can do it, Coach McConnell can, because he's just one of the truly good coaches out there. But that's going to be an interesting, Dobson's going to be interesting. Chaparral's going to be interesting with all these coaching changes and everything that's gone on, and now with all the player changes. This upcoming season, I didn't think last year it could be much better than last year, but I think this year is going to top that easily.
All right. Well, hey, John, I want to thank you for joining us. It's always great to have you on the show. You've got a depth of knowledge about basketball in the state and the players in the state, and it's always good to tap into that. So,
thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
All right. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to do a segment called Why We Coach, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why coaches coach. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovell. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Play ball. If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the coach, Scott Lovely. And, as we talk about all these job changes and the coaching openings and guys taking positions in other schools and moving around, and, you have to look at why coaches coach the game of basketball. You have to understand the thought process of a coach, which is one of the underlying purposes of this show to give you insight into a coach's thought process. And so as we look at this and as we start to understand, you know, we were talking about the Chaparral situation and how the parents are up in arms and have forced out two or three coaches in the years and it's just happened over and over and over again in the Valley. And you know, people sit back and it's funny because coaches will recognize this. As you get a job, and I want you to imagine you have a dream job and you want a dream and you want to get this job. So you apply for it, you submit your resume, you have people who are references for you, call, and you get into a situation where you get this dream job and you go through the interview process and you're told you're hired. And you just have this overwhelming sense of excitement. And it's something that you've wanted for a long time. And finally, you're the head coach of a school. And it doesn't matter what sport. You find out quickly that your pay is about $5,000. Now, basketball-wise, average coach makes between $3,000 and $4,000 for the season. But think about this for a second. As a basketball coach, you're going to make $3,000 to $4,000 for your season. That's the months of November, December, January, and February. And that's not $4,000 a month. That's $4,000 for the season. Now, quickly, you realize you're not going to make that much money, especially with the amount of hours and effort that you're putting in, spending time at the gym training athletes, in the weight room training athletes, practices, games, scouting. You're all over the place, scouting teams, prepping your team, doing practice plans, game plans, and you're doing all this in preparation for a game, hoping that the athletes that you have will put together the stuff that you've taught them so that you can get a win. And then you have a successful season. And in order to have a successful season over and over and over again, it takes work in the months of June, July, August, September, and October. Building a strong spring program, building a weight training program, doing camps in the summer, taking your team to tournaments, like we were just talking about, the primetime basketball tournament. So you put in countless hours. And it's funny because as a coach, you get your first job and you find out how much money you're getting paid, and really you don't care. You don't care. You look at it and you go, so who cares? I'm a coach. That's what I wanted. Your wife or your girlfriend looks at you and says, you're making how much? Are you serious? You're going to make that, and you're spending all this time? And you say, yeah. Because really, coaches don't coach because it's a job. They coach because it's who they are. You know, I didn't choose to coach. I didn't choose to be a coach. Coaching chose me. And as you look at the time you spend, it doesn't matter to you as a coach. You don't think about how much money it is. You don't think about how much money you're not making. You don't look at that. You just look at the fact that you get to be on the sidelines. You get to influence a game that you love, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, track, soccer, hockey, field hockey. It doesn't matter. You get to be a part of a game that you love. You get to influence a generation of athletes in a game that you love. And so in looking at why coaches coach, you have to look at the fact that they love the game. They love what they do. Because it's definitely not for the money. Because I think I heard one time it breaks down to like 10 cents an hour, which is possibly true. I don't know. No coach will ever figure it out. Why? Because it would be depressing to figure it out and to know for sure. And yes, it's true, some coaches will make extra money for summer camps. And that's great, because they should, with the amount of time that they're putting into it. Some coaches will run summer leagues to make a little extra money. Great, because they should. So it's not for the money that coaches coach. It's for the fact that they get to impact the game. It's for the fact that they get to be around the game that they love. And think about this, too. Coaches go to camps and clinics and do all kinds of things to improve their coaching skills. Don't get paid for that. The professional development piece as well. So why? Why do it? Is it just the love of the game? Is it just the fact that you get to be around the game that you love? No, it's not that. You know, it's funny because I'm in the process right now of trying to put pen to paper and put together some pages to make a book. So I asked some of my former players. I put a Facebook posting out there to all my former players. I said, hey, give me some stories about when you played. Send me some stuff about your team from your perspective. And I got a response that I'm going to share with you here in a little bit. But before I do that, this weekend I got a chance to sit down with a friend of mine who's also a head coach, who is a coach at Brophy Prep, Coach Tony Fuller. And in sharing with him about this letter, he said, Scott, I got one too. I just got one. Just came out of the blue. Look, I said, send it to me. He said, absolutely. So I'm going to read to you the letter first that Coach Fuller received. And this is one of the things, this is one of the reasons why coaches coach. And I'm going to read this letter for you. Coach Fuller, my name is Fred Corral. I'm currently associate head coach, pitching coach at the University of Memphis. I wanted to take time to write you this email, as I want to thank you for a wonderful memory from my past. It was about 28 or 29 years ago at the Feather River basketball camp, in which you were one of the camp coaches. I was a shooting guard that was busting his tail that week. Did things so hard that I ended up getting cramps in both legs and threw my rib cage after lunch on the day. I questioned why God would allow such pain to happen to someone who had just given his life to him days prior. My cramps subsided, and I had a great afternoon session. That evening on the bus ride home, back to the lodge, I got sick and had to have the bus pull over so I could throw up. I walked down the slope of the road and leaned up against a tree waiting to puke. You came to the edge and asked if I was all right. I said that I would be fine and that the bus should just head back and I'll walk the rest of the way. The bus left and my sickness subsided. I didn't puke. When I got back up to the road, you were there waiting to walk back with me. You mentioned that it was no problem and that the other coaches would be following up in a car soon. So we walked. As we walked, I shared with you the events of that day and you listened. When I shared with you that I was a new Christian and that I didn't understand why God would allow these things to happen, you responded in a way that has been my rock to my approach now as a mentor to young athletes. You shared with me the story of Job. Now that I'm a coach, I find that stories like these make a difference. Giving thanks makes a difference. I'm writing you tonight to tell you thank you for making a difference in my life. You took the time. You shared your knowledge. You changed my life. Thank you. And he signed it. That is one of the reasons why coaches coach right there. That's a significant reason why coaches coach. This was an unexpected email that came to a coach from 28 years ago. From a guy that a coach just waited on the edge while a kid was feeling sick and walked back with him and just had a conversation with him about why he might be facing some trials and tribulations in his life at that time. And those words that he shared with that athlete that day still resonate for that athlete, and that athlete is now at the University of Memphis as an associate head coach, impacting other lives. See, Coach Fuller at Brophy Prep now has coached many athletes and has touched many athletes' lives. And those athletes have taken the messages that Coach Fuller has given them and gone on in their lives to touch other athletes and other people. And it continues. That is why we coach. That's why we coach. It's not the money. Because like I told you earlier, the money is pathetic. It's menial. It's $3,000 stipend. Short term. What we're going to do is I'm going to take a break right now. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you a story, a letter that I received from a former player. As we continue to talk about why we coach the game. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. We'll be back after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. That goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds
left. To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. And just a second ago, I just got done sharing with you a letter that Coach Tony Fuller had received from a former athlete that he had impacted 28 years ago in his coaching career. And we're talking about why coaches coach the game. And I talked about the amount of money that coaches make, the $3,000 stipend for the season. It's not that. It's not the money. It's not the fact that, you know, you get to just be around the game that you love. It's the fact that you get to impact lives. You get to impact lives not just for the short-term period, not just for that few months that you can coach. It's the long-term impacts that you coach the game for. You know, I told you guys earlier, I'm going to reiterate this. I posted on Facebook a message to all my former players to send me stories about when they played for me so that I could add them to a collection that I'm putting together, trying to put together a book. And I asked for stories from an athlete, and one came from an athlete, I think he was on my first team, and it was Marcellus Robbins. Sent me this, and I'm going to read it to you unedited. It says, as I was asked to write about an experience that I had while playing for Coach Lovely, it was very hard to focus on one. I played for Coach Lovely as a sophomore at Buena Park High School. He was not much older than any of us on the team, or so we thought. That team consisted of a bunch of prideful young knuckleheads that thought we knew everything. I was one of the least athletic and mentally had not caught up to my body nor its capabilities yet. This all changed when I became a member of Coach Lovely's team. See, I don't want to just share about one specific situation. That would only cheat the experience. I was born with clubbed feet, and anything athletic was always a challenge for me. Not to mention that I had a twin brother that was God's gift to sports. As practice progressed, I began to learn the fundamentals of the game, as well as get into shape. I began to realize that I could actually... I just lost my spot. I could actually play this game and make a contribution. As a team, we gave Coach Lovely much grief by not listening, slacking, and being disrespectful of his authority. This didn't discourage him in any way. If it did, he never showed it. Many of the players on that team were very talented ball players, but also very selfish. Coach Lovely really trained us to work together as a unit and to know our strengths as well as our weaknesses. So we were at the halfway point in the season, and we were playing in the Santiago tournament. It was the second game against Hart High School. I hadn't played at all up to this point, and it was the final quarter with us down by 8 points. Now, I know what you're thinking, that I went in and won the game, but that's not what happened. Coach called me over and told me go in and make a contribution. Again, I was not a good player. In fact, I was not even sure how I made the team at this point. With less than 7 minutes left in the game, I went in and snatched 10 rebounds, made both my free throws, and helped inspire my team on to victory. I learned a great lesson that season, not just about basketball, but about life. You see, back in high school, I was 6'3" and weighed 260 pounds. Big kid. Awkward kid. I didn't believe much of myself nor my abilities. Coach Lovely taught me that I'm a big man. I am to be feared and respected. Anything coming off the rim belongs to me, and that the paint is my house. So we go hard in the paint, elbows out. This is a lesson that I have etched in my heart and mind. At 43 years old, I'm a father of three, and I now teach my children to have this same mentality. Life is a game, and we play to win. Anything that comes off the proverbial rim belongs to us. So we go hard in the paint, elbows out. I'm not even sure if he knows how much of an impact he had on my life. But Coach Lovely has inspired me to be a winner in life. Thank you, Coach Scott Lovely. Now, I share that letter with you because that is why I coach the game. That is why I coach the game. You know, I was blessed. I was fortunate to have the mentors that I had in my life in basketball. I was blessed to be given the opportunity to learn from some of the greatest basketball coaches in the game. Two Hall of Fame coaches out of California. A college guru of basketball. Professional coaches that took some time and taught me things that they didn't have to take the time to spend with me. And all of them to a T. Said, Scott, it's important that you leave it better than you found it. That you take the game and you give something to the game. Don't just take from the game, but give back to the game. Make sure the next generation of players understands the concepts and things that we passed on to you. It's your obligation now to make sure that you pass this on as we pass it on to you. And in building young men's character, in shaping the character, and helping them to understand that every single one of them is a winner. They just have to push themselves. See, there are kids that have played for me that didn't understand the concepts that I was trying to teach. They didn't understand. They were bailed out. Didn't have to face the adversity now at this young age. So they wouldn't have to face it later. It'd be a lesson learned now so that later they'd know how to apply it. This is why we coach the game. To have our players look back at the memories that we had as a team and say, you know what? Everything I needed to learn about business, everything I needed to learn about life, I learned inside the lines of the hardwood floor. That's where I learned it. I learned it from my coaches. I learned what I was physically capable of. I learned what I was physically not capable of. I learned how to push through the pain. I learned how to set goals. I learned how to get the things I wanted in life because of a game with a round ball and a basket. And four other guys, we had to work together to put that little round ball in that basket. Priceless lessons that now I look back on, and I rely on those lessons every day. And the fact that other guys can look back and learn those lessons from me and are able to impact their lives and their children and who knows who else, that's why we coach the game. So when you're a parent and you have an athlete that's playing the game at the high school level and his coach is spending all the countless hours, remember, he's not doing it for the money. He's not doing it for the recognition. He's not doing it for anything other than to help your son or daughter grow and become the best that they can be. All the guys I've had on my show, all the coaches I've invited on as guests, I know them personally. And that's why we all coach the game. So if your school has a coach that I've had on the show, if your school has a coach that I'm friends with, your school's lucky. Your school's fortunate. Because we all are coaching the game so that we can influence your kids in a very good and positive way. I want to thank my guest, John Perryman. I want to thank my guest, Joe Babinski. I want to wish Joe lots of luck over at Perry High School. Thank you for listening. Leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.